The church fathers, being Jewish, did not formally come out and say, "Why are you sharing this new covenant with Gentiles?" The church fathers instead said Peter broke the law by entering a Gentile's home. Peter explains to the early church fathers the visions God gave him, telling him to go visit with Cornelius. He further explains the visions Cornelius received as addressed earlier. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee." Acts 11, verse 4 through 5, 10, verse 15 and 19. The Jewish fathers of the New Covenant Church glorified God, saying that a Gentile is to be allowed into the New Covenant and Church. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, "Then God hath also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Acts 11, verse 18. Through the ages, missions to the Jews became less important. Later, the Jews became a minority to be persecuted. The gospel began to not go to the Jewish race at all. Later on, the gospel was to be forbidden to the Jews. When the medieval kingdom came, the Jewish race was not allowed in the Christian church. This action is seen as maniacal because the new covenant was originally given to the Jewish people of Israel. The Jewish Messiah comes to the lost sheep of Israel. Then the Holy Ghost comes to the Jews at the temple on Pentecost. Peter, who is a Jewish brother, approached a forbidden Gentile, Cornelius, saying God is no respecter of persons. This brings in the Gentile salvation. The early church fathers, all Jewish men, glorified God for giving the new covenant gift to the Gentiles. This is why Paul wrote the letter to the church in Romans. Paul says that he sees the Jewish brethren were becoming of less importance in the new covenant. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin." Romans 1, verse 16, 10, verse 1, 11, verse 1.